actually typed in LanderChevrolet.com today, and it said does not exist. LandersChevrolet.com. Because they have a bunch of cars, so it's plural. Get it?
Did the search engine tell you you were dumb afterwards?
No, it said go check out the engine on that cruise, baby. What's up, Nate? Nate Olson here from Sync Weekly.
Yeah. Nate.
Talk to me, buddy.
Well, get a little serious this week. We're talking about the people that are dealing with tornadoes 6 months later. You know, the tornado hit April 27th, one of the biggest, most destructive, and deadliest tornadoes in the state. Terrible night for our state. You guys did a great job, and other people did, of trying to help people recover. And when you get to a certain point, I know even up to this summer, there was a lot of churches that were helping these people, especially out in Ferndale. But now it's 6 months later, and, you know, we haven't forgotten, but there's been less aid. There's been less of the recovery stuff, the events. So we revisited this. We went out to Ferndale, went out to Vilonia and Mayflower to check on some of these people. And slowly but surely, they're rebuilding. And some of the things that kind of stuck out to me, like in Mayflower, they've had to send out some mailers to school kids, to their parents, because there's still some kids that are pretty traumatized. If there, a couple times in the last couple of weeks, we've had some severe weather where there's been, I don't know if there's been warnings in Mayflower, but they've been on alert, and the kids were upset by that, kind of reliving. So you don't think about that kind of thing. Some people going through the car washes has been traumatic for them because they lived through that tornado. It's kind of the PTSD, you know, of it. And you don't think about that. You don't think about some of these effects emotionally, mentally on some of these people. You have people in Vilonia that had houses destroyed for the second straight time. The fire chief there threw his grill out because now he's the emergency management chief, but he threw his grill out because the two tornadoes that hit, he was grilling that night. He doesn't normally grill, and so he told his wife, I'm done with the grill.
We had him on. We had the fire chief on.
Yeah, and so just kind of going back, we wanted to kind of focus on Ferndale too, because we know that that's been kind of an area. Obviously, there should have been great attention paid to Mayflower and Vilonia, but maybe Ferndale, Roland area didn't get enough attention. And you know, we focus on a lady out there whose 50 acres has been really destroyed. She boarded horses, and all those barns have been knocked down. And she's having a hard time getting anything cleared out. Her property still looks like a war zone. And
do they need anything? And there's anything we can do? Is there anything planned for fundraisers that people still need things? I mean, what's the deal?
Yeah, you know,
I can't wait. It's been 6 months. It's crazy.
I don't know that there are. I mean, I think there's still some churches and stuff that are helping. I know that THV 11 had a big cleanup day out there.
I commend you because, again, this is what always happens, and every time it does, Tommy always says it. It's like, hey, we're gonna all react now, but 6 months from now we won't go, and we never do.
Well, you know what? It's happened on Sunday. And just, you know, the Razorback team is raising money, food for the tornado victims.
Yeah, they're going to be there with the scrimmage.
Red-white game. Vilonia.
Yeah, red-white scrimmage is tonight in Fayetteville, and then they've got the Vilonia version on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Sunday.
Okay, 2 great.
2 p.m. What I'm hoping is to get Coach Anderson on tomorrow.
You know what? Drop a bunch of cash, too, if you can.
I'm sure there'll be a bucket for cash.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll find out. Now, I know that area, obviously, Vilonia, they're going to be right there, but I'm hoping that's going to include Ferndale area and all those victims.
You know, what they're running into now is the red tape.
Yep.
You know, FEMA pays for some things. This lady's house was damaged. It gets paid for. She had a mobile home on that property that her son lived in, not paid for. Her driveway was torn to heck. Other things in the yard where the trees ripped out, septic lines. You're having a hard time getting all that stuff repaired, you know, and she doesn't have heavy equipment to get all the damage out of there.
Check out that and much more on SyncWeekly.com. Let me get a quick call in here from Jim.
Thanks,
Jim.
Nate. Hey, you know, what I need, want to talk